say you're going to wait for somebody in town. You say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
All right. If you've discharged him, he might say you fire somebody. He might come back to you. He wants you to take him on again. He'll say, just give me
one more chance.
Okay. If a man's always in a very good mood, you'd say he's in a very good... He's got a good sense of...
He's very friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say he's very funny. You'd say he has a good sense of...
Good sense of humor.
All right. Say you've got a hired man that keeps on loafing all the time. You might decide to discharge him and fire him. And you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to have to get
rid of you.
Say a person was... say pretending that he knew it. You say he didn't know what was going on, but he did what? He knew it all. He didn't really know it all, but he...
Well, he was participating in it.
Okay. If someone stole your pencil, what's a word you might use? A slang word, maybe, for that. You'd say, who... did what to my pencil?
Who's got my pencil?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about talking about what? Because he stole it. You might say who swiped it or who filched it. Would you have any? What to say
that? Well, you could say somebody got my pencil.
Okay. If you had forgotten about something, you might say, but you don't forget about it anymore. You say, I've forgotten that, but now I
remember it.
Okay, and if you might say the opposite of that, you might say, well, you might have a better memory than I do, because I don't. If you have forgotten it, you say, I don't. I sure don't.
Yeah, you just say, I've forgotten it. Or
say, I don't.
Don't remember.
Okay. If you do this, if you say, I've just...
Don't remember.
Okay, you want to say, what if I took a pen and if I was doing that, say I've just done what to him a letter? I've just
finished it?
No,
just
if you got a pen out and started doing it.
Well, you're writing.
Okay, and if you say, I have just... That's the right. That's what I need here. I have just written. Say you just finished writing a letter to a friend of mine. You'd say I've just
finished the letter, writing it.
Okay, I've just written. Okay. Yes. Now you'd say about somebody else. You'd say yesterday he did a letter to me. You'd say yesterday he wrote
me a letter.
Okay. And tomorrow I'll
write him one.
Okay. Fine. And if you wrote one to him, you'd say, well, I expect him. If you want him to write you back, you'd say, I expect it.
Expect an answer.
Okay. If you put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen, what do you do to the envelope there?
You're addressing the letter to him.
Okay. You'd address it? Is that what you...
You'd someone call it, backing it to him.
Okay. Now, is that different from what the person, the name, the number of the person's house? Like, say, if a person's house number is 310 Main Street, would you say, what would you say that was his?
Well, that was his number. You'd have to put the number of his house on the letter.
You'd say that was his
address.
Uh-huh. Okay. If little boy's learned something new, and... for instance, he's learned how to whistle, and you want to know how he learned how to whistle. You say, who? You want to know who
taught you that?
Okay. If you're gone somewhere, say you're gone to Miami or someplace, somewhere, say you're gone to Nashville, someone says, when are you going? You say, well, right now we're, and you're planning on going. You say, right now we're
fixing to start.
Okay, fine.